This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are visiting with Dr. Renji Chang, the founder of New Eve, a source for vaginal suppositories and cream, promoting natural sexual wellness. Dr. Chang, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Yeah, thank you, Eric.
And you're most welcome. So for starters, what are the major gaps in women's healthcare today? And is that what inspired you to create New Eve?
Oh, yes. Today, people live longer than before. And many new type of lifestyle drugs, like Viagra, are developed. But they are mostly for men. And medical community, drug companies, and insurance have paid less attention to women, so there is a bigger gap. Vaginal atrophy after menopause is a common health issue. It affects many mid-aged women, especially breast cancer survivors. Traditionally, vaginal atrophy is treated with estrogen or hormonal products. It has a cancer risk. So many women, especially cancer survivors, cannot use estrogen. But due to painful sex or unable to have intimacy, these women has decreased quality of life, and some lost their marriages. That's very sad. Among other health issues is bacterial vaginosis. We call BV. Major symptoms include fishing odor or discharge. It increases risk for STDs, cervical cancer, and the pregnancy risk, such as miscarriage and birth defect. Today, BV is treated with antibiotics traditionally, but they are not always effective. A self-treatment you can get from drugstore is douching. But the research found douching can make BV worse. Doctors tell women do not use douche, but because alternatives are lacking, these harmful douching are still in the market. All those challenges prompt me to create a New Eve. First, I try New Eve on myself, my friend, and then go to the market.
So tell us, Dr. Chang, what is New Eve and how does it work? Get into some of those details for the listeners today.
New Eve is a line of female care products. It includes suppository and the cream. It's made with all natural, FDA-approved food-grade ingredients. It does not contain any drugs, no chemicals, or preservatives. It revives vaginal atrophy by nourishing your body locally, like calcium and vitamin D for bones. For BV, it clears BV by restoring vaginal ecology.
Now, earlier you mentioned vaginal atrophy. For vaginal atrophy, how does New Eve compare to estrogen?
Okay. Both New Eve and estrogen can reverse atrophy, but estrogen has many side effects. Those include cancer, stroke, or heart attack. New Eve has no side effect. Many women report they had used estrogen for many years, but still suffer from painful sex. After they switch to New Eve, they have no more painful sex, and they feel like 20 years younger. Today, more than 50,000 women with vaginal atrophy have used New Eve and found relief. Based on the customer reports, New Eve is safer and more effective than estrogen. For women who cannot use estrogen, New Eve provides non-hormonal option.
Today we are visiting with Dr. Renji Chang, the founder of New Eve, a source for vaginal suppositories and cream, promoting natural sexual wellness here on eHealth Radio's Female Health and Sexual Health channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Chang, for bacterial vaginosis, how does New Eve compare to boric acid douching or antibiotics?
Yeah, during the BV, vaginal bed bacteria overgrow. Current method treat BV is by suppressing the bad bacteria, but they also suppressing the good ones. Those include antibiotics and antiseptics, such as boric acid. Those flush out bacteria. However, their effects are often temporary. After treatment stop, the BV coming back. The reason is that BV is not a true infection. It's just upset of the vaginal ecology. So let's see what means vaginal ecology. I use a pond as example. If water in the pond is low, fish decrease, and the frogs overgrow. This is called ecology shift. Likewise, BV is ecology shift. Good bacteria decrease, and the bad one overgrow. Antibiotics and antiseptic kill all bacteria. So the vaginal ecology is not balanced. But the New Eve, however, they increase the woman's self-lubrication, like a feed pond with water, and feed you with good bacteria, feed your good bacteria, and fight with your bad ones. As a result, New Eve restore the vaginal ecology and clear the BV. Today, more than 10,000 women with BV have used New Eve and found a relief. That is superior than other BV care product. And New Eve can stop BV from coming back.
And certainly do appreciate all those details. Now, I heard that breast cancer survivors and hysterectomy patients love New Eve as well. Why is that?
And the breast cancer treatment and hysterectomy procedure usually remove women's ovaries. As a result, hormone damage, it causes vaginal atrophy. Symptoms progressively start with vaginal dryness, itching, burning, painful sex. The end, you just cannot have sex at all. So their vaginal become shrink like a Q-tip size, cannot put it in. Some women lost marriages. Effective treatment is estrogen, but those women cannot use due to the cancer risk. There's something on the market, it's called a moisturizer and loops. And women use that, you can find temporary relief only for dryness in early stage of this atrophy. But those jellies do not help relieve atrophy. Since New Eve on the market, it become a favorite among the women who have had breast cancer and hysterectomy, or women who do not wish to use estrogen. And they are desperate, need for non-hormonal option. Based on their feedback and their doctor observation, New Eve helped them to reverse vaginal atrophy and regain the sex drive. Some divorced women have reunion with their husband. Hundreds of marriage have been saved. I have a lot of happy women customers. An older one is 83 years old. And I have a lot of happy men too.
Dr. Chang, very informative, and we can't thank you enough for introducing New Eve to the audience. Certainly sounds like a solution in all the regards that we've been discussing today. Before you go, in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, or a final bit of advice for the listeners along the lines of our conversation today?
Yes, I have a conclusion here. Is New Eve provide non-hormonal remedy for vaginal atrophy and dryness, better than regular vaginal moisturizer and lube? After menopause, sex become difficult due to vaginal atrophy. Estrogen supplement helps, but estrogen generally increase cancer risk. New Eve also clear bacterial vaginosis effectively and naturally. And current BV treatment have lead recurrent BV, but New Eve is taking alternative and more holistic way, caring approach, break the cycle.
Dr. Cheng, I'm sure listeners want to know where they can get all the details on New Eve and how one could be in touch as needed.
Oh, yeah. They can visit the website. It's www.neueve.com. Or they can go to Amazon. They type New Eve. They can find our product. They definitely will be very happy, I'm sure.
Certainly good news. Again, Dr. Cheng, it's been our pleasure to have had you, and thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly wish you all the best.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
We've been speaking with Dr. Renji Cheng, the founder of New Eve, a source for vaginal suppositories and cream promoting natural sexual wellness. And for all the details, visit neueve.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.